We are talking with Melanie Trimble, who is the regional director of the New York Civility Liberties Union Capital District Chapter. And on Thursday, the United States Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, conservatives versus liberals, basically threw out a century-old New York State law that required those seeking a permit to carry a concealed weapon to show that there was a special, you know, threat to them that required them to have the gun and as a concealed weapon. And the United States Supreme Court said, nope, that, you know, violates the Second Amendment. So, Melanie, obviously the decision just, you know, came out very recently. But, you know, what's sort of the general reaction, you know, to what the court has done?
Well, you know, it's really very unfortunate that in the midst of nationwide gun tragedy, the Supreme Court is striking down these regulations that have promoted bolstering safety and protecting people's lives in New York City. It's just incredible that they're taking away the measures that really do keep people safe from gun safety, from gun you know, forcing states to allow people to walk around with hidden weapons of war just makes people more fearful and feel threatened just to be in public spaces. So we're very concerned that the backlash of this will be a very negative, and it's very disheartening.
Now, non-lawyers and particularly younger people, you know, may not, you know, realize that this so-called Second Amendment, the right to a gun, actually is a relatively recent change by the United States Supreme Court. Certainly when I was a law student a couple of decades ago, the idea that you had a right to own a gun because of the Constitution, you know, you would have flunked the constitutional law class. How is it that the Supreme Court seems like they pretty much are willing to strike out in a new direction and not particularly be that concerned about several centuries of decisions sort of leaning the opposite way?
Yeah, the Supreme Court sort of distorted the Second Amendment in 2008. We believe that it's never been about arming individuals. It's really about gun regulations to prohibit a militia. The idea that the Second Amendment means that individuals have a right to carry a gun and particularly to conceal any weapons out in public is just not very counter to what we believe is representative in the Second Amendment. What we're concerned about, of course, is people's safety. Not only that, but also their fear of going out in public spaces. It's been demonstrated quite clearly that in recent incidences that as our political divisions divide, the people are using violence to express themselves and their displeasure, and giving people the right to carry concealed weapons will only exacerbate the problem that we have already with gun violence in America.
Now, the United States Supreme Court, you know, is, you know, seen as the ultimate decision maker in terms of what our laws are allowed to do or not allowed to do. But at the same time, the Supreme Court tends to leave open the doors a little bit with their decisions, you know, unless your situation is directly on point to what they decided. So are there any avenues that, you know, those who wish to see some reasonable control of guns, particularly concealed weapons, are likely to pursue at this point? Or, you know, how does one respond to the United States Supreme Court in this 6-3 decision?
Right. Well, the decision leaves open a place that it prohibits, well, it doesn't prohibit, but it allows for regulation to be placed in sensitive places, which has not been clearly defined, but we believe that it would include places like subways, schools, churches, places of protest, places where alcohol is being served, and high density public areas. So given that through the decision, we're hoping that New York State, the legislature and the governor sees very clearly the direction ahead in order to regulate guns in those sensitive areas, at least to take what has come out of the Supreme Court and bolster the laws in New York State to go as far as we can to protect the public from gun violence in the future. So there are things that can be done legislatively, and we hope that the legislature sees clear to do that, as well as the governor, who has pledged, by the way, to work with gun safety and trying to rein in our use of weapons in public spaces.
No, I remember living in Arizona several decades ago, and that is a state where it is has been legal to carry openly guns. And it was always quite startling when you see somebody, you know, being a little agitated and running at you, and you notice that they actually have a gun on them. And it's like, oh, is this guy just late for a meeting, or is, you know, something, you know, more sinister occurring? You know, for those who read tea leaves, you know, what does this tell us, anything new about the direction of the Supreme Court, or is just that this 6-3 split between the conservatives and the liberals is just getting firmer?
Oh, I don't know. So if I want to talk about the history of the legacy of the Supreme Court at this point, knowing that we're waiting for an awfully big decision that takes women's right to control their bodies that may be coming down. I mean, it's pretty clear to everybody in what direction this court is headed. I don't think I need to comment on it. But one thing that's pretty clear is that we're looking at a very dangerous time for all of us, not only being able to protect ourselves from people who are concealing weapons in public spaces, but also to be able to protect women's bodies and their right to choose. So, you know, it's a scary time for all of us. I think we need to participate more in our democracy than we have. We've been too complacent over the last few years, probably too many years at this point. We need to start really participating in government, voting, using our strength to and our opinions to move this country in the direction of sanity, as opposed to taking rights away from people or to instilling rights for people who want to destroy others.
Well, you're talking about voting. Are there particular voting rights measures? I know, you know, New York just signed in, I guess, the John Lewis voting rights law, but are there other, you know, voting rights issues that the Civil Liberties Union is looking at?
Well, the ACLU has worked very hard to try and get some national legislation that will rein in these states from imposing all kinds of impediments to people getting to the voting booth. And gerrymandering is a huge problem. So we're hoping that, you know, our federal legislators will see clear to really work on enfranchising people to be able to vote, to be able to participate in democracy, so that we don't shut the government down and become, you know, one that doesn't respond to the people and their voices.
And if people want to keep up to speed with what the New York Civil Liberties Union is doing, particularly in the Capital Region, how best to do that?
Oh, they can always go to our website, nyclu.org. Locally, they should just email me, mtrimble@nyclu.org. We're hoping to do some work with the students at Albany High that on the track team that had have run into trouble with the way they dress. You know, these are clearly infractions that should never have been brought against these young ladies. And we're hoping to prevail there and get all of the students exonerated from any kind of disciplinary charges that they have faced. And they ought to be able to wear what the boy, you know, whatever they, you know, think is appropriate for sportswear.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've been talking to Melanie Trimble, the regional director of the New York Civil Liberties Union Capital District Chapter. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.